Survivor's ready. Go. Wow. What a Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Sunday, Monday we had to thin the field in Survivor/Eliminator leagues. This is the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. If you are an adult male that has been paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida, Brandon Legal Group would like me to remind you that as of July 1st, 2023, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into Florida law the elimination of permanent alimony. That's right. No more alimony. No more alimony. No more permanent alimony. It can be reduced to one of four other forms of alimony, or a judge may eliminate future payments altogether. Brandon Legal Group can tell you more and reduce your financial obligation going forward. 813-902-3576 or visit Brandon Legal Group for a free consultation. The No More Alimony was from a fun episode of Two and a Half Men in the Charlie Sheen era when Alan learned that his ex-wife might marry their son's pediatrician, so he would no longer have to pay alimony. So guys, if you've been trying to wait out your former spouse doing that, that's not the case anymore. Reach out to Brandon Legal Group for more. My email for Survivor, Eliminator, questions, etc., sharing what's going on in your league as we get down to some small numbers. The league I play in, where again, the Eagles' only loss was my loss. That hurts every damn week. what they do in games that they didn't do against the Jets. Yeah, well, that's why we do this, right? It's fun. My league is down to single digits now of remaining survivors. Circa is down to double digits. We'll review that carnage in a moment for the $9 million plus prize there in Las Vegas with Jeffrey Benson and company. Again, my email, right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Over 55% at Circa were on the Lions. Clearly, with the separation of 12A, 12B in the Circa pool and perhaps other pools outside of Circa. That was, yeah, we said it. That was a set aside for weeks where you only had four games to pick from. They were four huge favorites, but you had to save one because there were obvious spots in the previous 11 weeks to use all four of those favorites. So there might not have been a lot of flexibility, even if leading up to the game, and there really wasn't a red flag out there other than division opponent and Green Bay winning their previous two. The first one, not in impressive fashion at all. Second was okay. Third, now Jordan Love and the Packers getting some attention. Can't move off it because where are you going to go? You've already used the Dolphins. You've already used the Cowboys. You've already used the 49ers. What are you going to do? So over 55% at Circa went out on the Lions that planned to play them in that spot for weeks. And then almost 50% went out a few days later with the Patriots. Really? Really? And then the Vikings in a Monday Night Football game that, thankfully, I was distracted from watching. I watched the first 7 minutes, and then I had things to do with some people. And then when that ended, I looked up with 3 minutes to go, and I was thinking, what is happening here? Apparently, I didn't miss much other than Joshua Dobbs throwing four picks and some other odd things, how the Bears won without a touchdown. So in Circa alone, over 50% went out Thursday on the Lions. Then another near 50% go out Sunday, Monday, Patriots and Vikings. this week, and I keep talking about my early August research where I took the win totals of BetMGM, cross-referenced them with every game's point spread from the Superbook, and it produced a bunch of options, and then I looked at the whole season and circled one. That's where I had the Cowboys in week 12, and they rolled the Commanders. Week 13, in early August, I said you play the Steelers. The Steelers, for as much as Mike Tomlin, again, wins more games than he loses in the regular season, just fired their OC. They go over 400 yards of offense. Granted, they don't get in the end zone that much, but they're over 400 yards of offense, which they never did under the previous offensive coordinator, right? Or the previous however many games under the offensive coordinator. Hang on, I got to pull up the Vegas Insider numbers from Patrick Everson here. But in early August, that research screamed, you're going to use Pittsburgh in week 13. And this is going to be one of the biggest percentages of the year. We've had some huge ones, but you know, the Lions being over 55% at circa on Thanksgiving, but that was a specific sort of Thanksgiving Black Friday percentage. A majority of pools don't split the Thanksgiving week into an A and to a B. I think the last time we went down this road was Seattle. I think that was week 7. Hold on. Yeah, week 7, which we had that. We called the shot. 60% were going to be on Seattle in week 7. It's going to be that or bigger this week with Pittsburgh against the Arizona Cardinals, even with Kyler Murray and James Conner out there. It's a combination of most people have Pittsburgh to use, and most people don't have other obvious choices to use. Let's just run down the big favorites. Thursday night, Cowboys a minus 450 money line as a 9-point choice. This is as of Tuesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern time is when we're doing this podcast. Thank you, as always, Patrick Everson, senior sports betting reporter from Vegas Insider, for providing your weekly column and updated spreads, totals, and money lines. Who the hell has the Cowboys left? Week 2, many burned them against the Aaron Rodgers-less Jets. Then week 8 or week 9 against the Rams, one of those. Some burned them week 3 and got burned on grass against the Arizona Cardinals, trap game. Then some used them Thanksgiving. Who has the Cowboys left? A handful? That's not going to be a significant play this week. Chargers are minus 255 at the Patriots. I mean, it's come to this for the Patriots. No team in the NFL, other than the Patriots, has lost a game where they've given up 10 points or less. The Patriots have now done it twice. Chargers going cross-country to play the Patriots as a minus 255 road option. West Coast, East Coast, Brandon Staley. Chargers doing Charger things Sunday night against the Ravens. I'm not implying the Chargers are better than the Ravens, but the Ravens just kept the door open there. Heck, Matt Stover missed, what's that, fourth or fifth miss this season for Stover. And Chargers can't do anything with it. We'll see action on the Chargers this week. I think it's more dangerous action. You really want to bet on Brandon Staley you've lasted this long on the road in week 13, West Coast to East Coast, as opposed to Mike Tomlin at home. Yeah, I mean, to me, there's no comparison there. Let's see. Lions are almost a minus 200 money line, just short, on the road at the Saints. I don't think many have the Lions left. Many of you who lost on them on Thanksgiving Day are cursing them, so we're not talking about you. But I don't think many have the Lions left to play. Or, I mean, I like him in this spot. Goff is on the road, but on the road on turf in a domed environment. But I don't think many have the Lions left, so this will not be a significant percentage. And you're certainly not playing the Saints at home against the Lions with extra time to prepare. And just a bounce back situation. Lions now got the Packers firmly in their rearview mirror in the division. Jets host Falcons. Falcons are a near minus 150 money line. Yeah, Bijan Robinson is touching the ball 20 plus times a game. That is a good thing. They are off a division win. They basically now lead the NFC South. Still, you know, not much to get excited about in terms of quarterback play in this one. With Falcons and Jets, two very talented running backs who opposing defenses know is coming and prepared for every play, whether they get the ball or not. The updated Steeler money line as of the time of this podcast is minus 255. I don't know why that's not bigger. Steelers only laying 5.5 against the Cardinals. Again, I'm thinking over 60%. On Steelers this week. Minimum over 50%. Titans hosting Colts. You know, Colts suddenly in the playoff picture, and I'm a big believer in Shane Steichen. And at least the Colts had a capable backup quarterback bringing in Gardner Minshew. You know, the plan was for Minshew to probably start the year, but they went with Richardson. The reckless Richardson got himself hurt. He's got to learn from that. They're winning. Minshew was making very bad throws throughout the game against the Buccaneers. Had the Bucs been a good team, the Bucs win that game. They take advantage of Minshew's bad game, and the Bucs win that game. So I don't think, I guess we're going to see some action on the Colts. We did it circa last week, an anti Tampa Bay play, non-division game. Colts at home. You know, just better record. I don't think you see it this week on the road at the Titans. King Henry coming off a pretty good game. Dolphins are a near minus 500 money line at the Commanders. I don't think many people have the Dolphins left to use last week. Or you're saving the Dolphins for that home game in a few weeks against the Jets that's still to come. There's still a lot of spots to play the Dolphins, but it's been tough to stay off them this long. Texans, near minus 180 at home against the surging Broncos. I'm not buying that. If you've listened recently to the Todd Wright Toddcast, where I say the best long shot in football is the Broncos to win the AFC Championship. Again, Google the Todd Wright Toddcast to find that podcast, and I talk about, this is now a win removed, why the Broncos, a team that Miami hung 70 on in September, because the odds have dropped a little bit, phenomenal 70-1 shot to win the AFC Championship. Thanks to Patrick Everson for agreeing and also sprinkling at Circa. I think he got it at 60-1. But I don't agree that the Texans are a near 2-1 favorite at home against the Broncos. So don't agree there. Buccaneers are minus 240 at home against the Panthers. Panthers with a coaching change. This happened last year and the Panthers came into Tampa with an interim coach and smacked Todd Bowles around. Yeah, they could do it again. Honestly, I've said this about Todd Bowles. He wins one of every three of his last, 70-plus games. He just won one of three. If he wins this one, loses the next two, then in the last three, they get Carolina one more time. So, yeah, Tampa Bay could get two more wins, both against Carolina. Bowles fired, Bucks go 6-11. I wouldn't be choosing the Buccaneers in this spot against Carolina. Just wouldn't. Just too many reasons not to do it. The Bucs aren't good enough for you to invest in, even in an anti-Carolina play. Because generally when a team fires a coach, they get a little spike for a week. Suddenly guys are like, wow, I could be next. I could be out of a job. I better do something. It's my fault that the coach was fired. There's a reaction to it, and there was last year in this exact spot. Eagles 49ers. Don't imagine we'll see action on either side here. The Niners are actually favored by 3 at Philadelphia. I'll say this. If the Niners don't want to play in Philly to get to this year's Super Bowl, they must win this game. It doesn't guarantee that the Niners won't have to play in Philly to get to the Super Bowl. But if they lose this game, it is guaranteed. Short of the Eagles being upset by someone else in the playoffs before the Niners get them. Rams, a near minus 200 money line at home against the Browns. I guess we're making the transition this week from DTR to Joe Flacco. The Rams will probably get some play. Kyron Williams is back. Stafford threw for a bunch of touchdowns. Browns may be without Myles Garrett for this game and the rest of the season. You kind of wonder, is Cleveland done? They lost their quarterback. They lost the running back. You lose Garrett. I mean, at what point can you still keep pushing forward? And it's a non-divisional game, Ohio to West Coast. Packers hosting Chiefs. Chiefs a near 3-1 favorite against Green Bay. I mean, I can make a case for the Packers winning this game. This is Patrick Mahomes' first ever start at Lambeau Field. Green Bay's hot, 3 straight wins. We'll probably see a few people take the Packers this week just because they're there. They're available. I don't think you take the Packers instead of the Steelers unless you're convinced the Steelers are going to lose. You go elsewhere and try to advance when 65-70% are on Pittsburgh and going down. And then the Monday night game, Jaguars hosting Bengals. Should see some good Jaguars action. That's probably the number 2 pick of the week. For people that didn't take the Jaguars a couple of weeks ago against the Titans, they're probably going to use them here. At home, 4-1 favorite, 7.5-point choice against Cincinnati. Please send me any of your thoughts for those of you still alive in Week 13, or even if you're not. You know, you're still following along. You're still looking at all this. You're still analyzing the games. Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. So I think Pittsburgh has the most action this week. Jaguars second. And the third biggest choice. And I'm just guessing based on, might be the Rams. It might be. We'll leave it there. Thank you for listening to the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast presented by Brandon Legal Group. Sorry, Brandon Legal Group. It's early for me. And I've already been sending out golf tournament emails. I apologize. Permanent alimony is no longer the law in the state of Florida. If you are paying it, it's time for you to reach out to Brandon Legal Group and get in front of a judge to modify or eliminate future payments, 813-902-3576, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. We'll talk to you next time.